Support for KNKX comes from the Great Washington Shakeout. Did you know that standing in doorways during an earthquake is not recommended? Drop, cover, and hold on. Join the largest statewide earthquake drill at 10:17 a.m. on Thursday, October 17th. Get prepared and learn what to do during an earthquake. Register at shakeout.org/Washington.
Food commentator Nancy Leeson and KNKX's Dick Stein both wonder, what was I thinking, as they exchange confessions of unwise kitchen gear acquisitions on today's Food for Thought.
Okay, Nancy, we both got a lot of stuff in our kitchens. Is there anything in your kitchen which, for some unaccountable reason, you have still held on to that whenever you look at it, you think, what was I thinking?
The cherry pitter. Yeah, I bought, well, it's a cherry slash olive pitter, and it's not just one of those little handheld numbers. It's some big contraption that, it's ridiculous, because the thing that I do use in the summertime when my cherry trees are doing their thing is a paper clip. That works just as well.
How do you do that?
You take a good-sized paper clip and open it up and take that little, you know, looped end and just shove it right in there, and it pulls the pit right out.
Oh, okay. Well, an olive pitter, I just use the flat of a knife. Just lay it over the olive, give it a whack with the side of your fist, and you can pull the pit right out. Same way you do to peel garlic. And I never get pitted olives because I don't trust them. You bite into one piece of olive pit and your whole day is ruined.
Olives actually last better when they're in the jar or whatever you're buying them from, when they're whole.
Well, I was kind of going through, I was going to straighten out, you know, one of the drawers, and I came across something that should have a tag on it that says, what was I thinking?
What was it?
It was a larding needle, and I still have it.
A larding needle? What century are you in?
I got this thing years ago because I was going to make beef bourguignon.
Uh-huh.
And in the recipe that I read, it said you need to put a piece of bacon or fat in each chunk of beef. Inside the piece of beef. And the way you do this is with a larding needle. And it's this big needle, got a little alligator kind of clip, and you clamp that around the bacon or the salt pork or whatever. And then you push that through the piece of beef, and then you clip off the bacon. I know.
That's ridiculous. But here's a little gizmo that I actually do love and use. One of those egg slicers.
The wires?
Yes.
Little, oh, my mom had one of those.
I love that thing.
Me too. I would just, let me do it.
No, I mean, I love it now as an adult because we put hard-boiled eggs on our salads a lot. I got it at a thrift shop for 69 cents. But you know what? I like it so well, I would buy a brand new one.
Here's something else I'm wondering why I even do this. We don't drink a lot of wine, and what wine we do drink doesn't often come with a cork in it. But over the years, we have accumulated corks, and I could never bring myself to throw out these corks. So I've got this container that's chock full of corks because I just know that they're going to be useful for something, but I don't know what.
You could recycle them. Take them down to the wine shop.
Oh, really? They want corks now?
Sure. You know what the worst thing that I ever got? Yep. What was he thinking? My dad gifted me with a bagel slicer. He said, you have to have this. You put the bagel in and then just slice right down through it so you can presumably not, you know, cut into your hand.
Bagel slicing injuries account for a large part of the customer base of emergency rooms. Just hold the thing flat with the flat of your hand on top and slice it horizontally about 3/4 of the way through. Then you can turn it up vertically and go the rest of the way. Well, I guess we could include the entire Ronco catalog, if Ronco's even still around. Somebody here in the station had a wonderful entry.
Yeah, it was a sushi shooter.
Fabulous sushi shooter.
She said it works like a cookie press, or it doesn't work, because she said she'd just as soon go out and buy one of those bamboo mats.
That sushi shooter would be good for making those little cocktail franks with the dough around them.
And pigs in a blanket?
Well, pigs in a blanket are bigger. These are little piglets in their little blankies. Well, leaders, go ahead and tell the world at the Food for Thought post at knkx.org what you got that you are now wondering, what was I thinking? With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
One word. Spiralizer.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Aren't I amazing?
Stein.